In fact, I prefer you. It does not be 100% planned out, because the only thing constant in life is change. And if you 100% plan out your end to end, I guarantee you, you're going to get frustrated. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, where we empower you guys to level up your life in the four foundational cornerstones of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance through high performance, practical tips and advice in every single episode. Guys, if you get value from this episode, let me know by leaving a comment or sending me a DM or just rating the show 5 stars. Whatever you guys want to do, I will greatly appreciate it. Guys, today we're going to be talking about goal setting. And I know I've talked about goal setting in the past, but it's such an important and crucial point that needs to be mentioned all the time. It needs to be at the top of mind, constant remembrance. So that is why we're bringing it up yet again for you guys. And I have 3 points I want to get through today. So we're not going to be super, super long with the episode, because again, I've beaten this point to death a lot of times, but again, very important, very crucial. So let's just jump right in. Number one with goal setting is that you need to start with a why. How many times have you heard me say on this show, you need to have a why? Start with why. Having a why is so incredibly important in having your goal. Why? No pun intended, is because your goals need to be purpose-driven and they need to be motivating. If your goal has no purpose behind it, if there is no motivation for you to do why you do what you do, you will not stick with it long-term. Point blank, period. Seal the envelope, throw it away. It's done. It doesn't matter what that goal is. It needs to be intrinsically motivating. That's the reason why I started the show. Motivate, Grind, Succeed, for anybody who is not aware of yet, is actually a framework. It's motivate yourself. That turns into discipline, which is the grind. And then you will eventually see success in whatever your goal is. However, the important thing is, it's that goal. Once you figure out what that why is by asking yourself why 5 times, you're going to say your goal is, let's say, I want to start a podcast. Why do you want to start a podcast? Because I have a voice. And I want to be able to share this information to other people. Okay, why do you want to share this information to other people? Because this wasn't available when I was growing up. Okay, there you go. You can go down even deeper if you want to, but you want to get down to the point where your why is so emotionally driving that literally it doesn't even feel like work. Like me doing this podcast, I know they say, oh, if you do what you love, you'll never work again a day in your life. Not really. It's more like if you do what you love, it won't really feel like work. At least not nearly as much. It's fun. It's a lot more fun to be able to do those things. But in order for you to do that, once you get your goal together and once you figure out, okay, here's what I want to do. I want to start a podcast. Let's keep rolling with that example since it's the one that's top of mind right now. You need to have a SMART goal. Now you need to enhance it. Okay. SMART goals are literally just taking your goal, adding a little bit of body and enhancing that bad boy. That's all we're doing. Okay. So if you haven't heard of a SMART goal before, a SMART goal is specific. That's the S. Measurables, that's the M, attainable, relevant, time-bound, S-M-A-R-T, that's your SMART goal. Specific, it needs to be something you can actually specify. Start a podcast is very broad. So for anybody who wants to start a podcast, you got to get a little more specific than that. What is your podcast going to be about? Who is the avatar that you're going to address? How often are you going to post? You want to be able to be very specific. I want to start a personal development podcast geared towards men's self-improvement. Like you want to start a personal development podcast geared towards guys who are just getting started in their high performance and personal development journey. Something like that. Okay. That is going to be what is specific. Now, what is measurable? Okay. Measurable is typically, again, something you can obviously measure. You want to be able to say, okay, you want to post weekly. That's a measurable goal. So now you have a self-improvement podcast for men just starting on their self-improvement journey that will have weekly uploads. Okay, you see how this is starting to get some meat to it now? All right, now attainable. What is attainable? Everybody wants to be able to post episodes consistently. But what does consistently look like for you? Some people, they can post episodes daily, some people weekly, some people monthly. But attainable is saying, okay, if I'm going to post weekly, I want to post 52 episodes this year, since there's 52 weeks in a year. So now you have a goal that says, I have a self-improvement podcast for men who are just getting started on their self-improvement journey that will be published weekly, and I will have 52 episodes by the end of the year. So now you see how this is starting to go. And then relevant means, obviously, is your goal related to what you're doing? So obviously you're running this podcast. You might have a live stream, maybe once a month could be something that is relevant. So you have your entire pitch, plus at the end you'll say, and we live stream once a month. Cool. Use common sense with this one. Keep it relevant to whatever your goal is. You don't want to be pulling something out of left field. Like you talk about personal development, next you're interviewing like people who did baseball for a living. They're teaching how to throw a great knuckleball. Like you don't, that's not relevant to what you're talking about. You're going to lose people. And lastly, time bound. Alluded to this a little bit with the measurable, but with time bound, you want to say, I want to have, let's make it super easy. I want to have my 52 episodes that I told myself I was going to get done by the end of the year. And today is January 1. Boom. So now you have 1 year to publish 52 episodes a week, which obviously with very simple napkin math, that comes out to one episode a week. Boom. Now you have a much more fleshed out goal that you can actually write down and actually use and help to hold yourself accountable to. So once you have your goal, now what do you need to do? You need to have an action plan. Okay. Sticking with, again, the podcast example, let's say you, again, want to start a podcast. What hardware do you need? What software do you need? What website platform are you going to use? There's a million and three different options out there. Are you going to live stream? How are you going to grow it? How are you going to monetize it? All these things are questions you need to be asking yourself on what you're going to be able to do. You need to have an action plan. And so what I did was struggle. Honestly, what I did was struggle. And I keep bringing up this thing about starting a podcast is because what I found is that a lot of people tend to ask me, they know I've been doing podcasting for over, at the time of release of this episode, it's been over 3 years I've been running this podcast. And so people have been asking me, hey, how do I start a podcast? What information do I need? So what hardware do I need? What equipment do I need? They say, I've seen your show. I've seen the video. I've seen all this. Like, you got such a great quality setup and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, thank you so much. But I'm guaranteeing you don't have to start off with this. Like, yes, this is a very expensive microphone. You can't see it on camera, obviously, but it's connected to a very expensive audio interface. Do you need that to start? No. So what I did was I went ahead and I created a course about being able to launch your podcast in 10 days or less. And right now we're open for beta testing the course. And the reason why we're beta testing the course is because I want to bring people into the course for them to take it and for them to give me feedback on what they would like to see included, what they think is not as important, tuning it for the beginning podcaster and what they wish they had some more information on. And I can add those as modules and just tweak it so it can help you guys the best that it can. So as of right now, I want you to go to the link in this episode's description. It is www.mgs.coach. Go down to the description. You're going to find it there. It's going to be listed somewhere saying launch your podcast course. Click here, something like that. Okay. You're going to go there. You're going to click on it. You're going to find the course and then you're going to look into the blurb. You're going to see what it's about. And then you're going to send me a DM on Instagram. Send me a DM on Instagram with the word course, C-O-U-R-S-E. Send me a DM with the word course so I know you're interested in trying it. And then I'm only going to be inviting a few people in, okay? Because I can't be having a million people coming in and having a million different people telling me a million different things, okay? So I'm going to be inviting a select few people in to go ahead and beta test the course. You're going to go through it. You're going to rock with it. And you're going to see how it works for you. And then what I ask is that you give me some feedback on what you like, what you didn't like, so I can tweak it for the next test group. Okay, we're going to do that a couple times. So we're going to have a couple rounds of this. And I'm going to be announcing this quite a bit. So if you're very interested in helping me to build out this course for up and coming podcasters, be sure to send me a DM on Instagram with the word course. And anyway, that way I can see if I can get you some beta access. Okay. But again, back to the episode here, you want to start with your action plan. What is your action plan? You need to have, after you have your goal, you need to figure out, okay, what is, how do I take steps towards that goal? What is the first thing I need to do? What's the next thing I need to do? What's the next thing I need to do? And it doesn't need to be 100% planned out. In fact, I prefer you, it does not be 100% planned out because the only thing constant in life is change. And if you 100% plan out your end to end, I guarantee you, you're going to get frustrated. I know because I was that person who would plan out, okay, on day one, I'm going to do this. Day two, I'm going to do that. Day three, I'm going to post. Day four, I'm going to do this. And then there's this little thing called life that gets in the way and just throws a monkey wrench at everything that you got going on. And you, it just gets annoying. It gets annoying. And then plans change. So now what I do is I say, here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to get to. Here's the time frame I'm going to give myself. Let's see what we got to do. And then I'll put big milestones in place. So instead of saying, here's what I'm going to do day to day, which I still do, but for smaller tasks. Now the more important things are, here are the milestones, like every month or every quarter. Figure out those and then see if we're on track towards the big goal at the end of all that. And lastly, I'm going to breeze through this last point, which because you can see where this one's coming from, and it's to not succumb to SOS, which is short for shiny object syndrome. Guys, if something is working, use it. I'm speaking from personal experience. If something works, use it. Even when I was going to record this episode, you guys have no idea. Nothing's going to look different to you guys. But right now I'm recording with a different software because my original software is a little bit buggy. What I'm using to record, it was having some audio issues. But the first thing I did was start to go on the internet and research what are some ways to record audio, high quality, yada, 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 and all those kind of Google searches to go with doing that. I did that for about 5 minutes and going back into my memory bank of, okay, I used to use this software and that software. And then I realized, Rashawn, you do realize you have OBS on your computer, right? I was like, oh, yes, I do. There's no need for me to go finding some new software and then taking all day to learn it and dealing with the bugs. I already know how to use OBS. So use OBS. It's already on the computer. It's already there. Just use it. It's fine. And so I caught myself doing that just today, which is absolutely hilarious, which is why I can tell you, if it works, use it until it don't work no more. Don't succumb to shiny object syndrome. Because you can see, even in me doing personal development for like over 8 years and now still telling you all don't succumb to shiny object syndrome, I still have to catch myself, which is why I'm telling you, when you see yourself doing that, if you already have something that works, use it until you literally cannot use it anymore, or until something is just so good, the benefit is so good that it makes sense to leave what you currently have and to adopt something new. That's what I have for you guys for this week. Again, number one, you must have a why. It needs to be driving. It needs to be purpose driven. It needs to be motivating. Make it a SMART goal if you absolutely possibly can. Number two, you have to have an action plan. Have an action plan. My recommendation, figure out where you're starting from, figure out your end goal, and have some quarterly or monthly milestones that you need to reach. Thirdly, don't succumb to shiny object syndrome. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, then you change it. Otherwise, just keep working with it until it don't work no more. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you could leave a rating and a review on the show, if it helped you out, if you got any kind of value from it, that would be fantabulous. And guys, of course, actually speaking of course, haha, dad joke. It was a horrible joke. I know. I'm sorry. If you guys want beta access to that course that is currently out again for beta testers about launching your podcast in 10 days or less, be sure to click the link in the episode's description and DM me the word course after you click the link. So that way you can read what it's about. And if you're interested in beta testing it, like genuinely beta testing it, genuinely, like I'm not trying to just take on people and then you just get it and then you don't use it. Like I need the feedback so I can make it better. Okay. So if you're genuinely interested in helping a brother out and making the course as best as it possibly can, check out mgs.coach below and go ahead and DM me the word course on my Instagram at motivate grind succeed. I'll be the one that's answering all those DMs. And then I will see if we can get you some beta course access. Until then, guys, take care of yourselves, and I'll see you all next time.